This segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time, Catfish Pro Catfishing Baits and Catfish Supplies, the Bow Barn in Greenville, Texas, right there on I-30, Ultramatic Feeders, and AGM Global Vision, maker of the spotters and thermal scopes that I hunt with. Well, friends, let's head up to my old stomping grounds where I was raised up in northeast Texas, Red River County. I lived there until I was into my teens, and then we had to move to the big city of Mesquite. But Mr. Mike Ford, Rio Rojo Rancho. Mike is, many of you will remember Mike's football career at SMU, and then he was in the NFL also. Mike, though, is in ground zero of the Eastern Turkey. That Red River County is where the Eastern Turkey were first stocked in Texas. Mike, thank you, buddy, for being with us today.
You bet, Luke. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Always good to talk to home folks, and we've had so much fun together through the years. I never will forget when you first doing the deer hunts years ago, writing an article, you invited me down, and I shot one buck there in my lifetime. When we called it the Red, what was it?
The Red 88.
That's right. That was a call that you had when you was a quarterback, I guess, to a certain play.
In the old days, colors meant something if it was the hot color for that half. And 88 meant that eight guys was going to block and the wide receivers was going to run an eight route in the tree form. So whenever you said red, if red was a hot number, whatever you said after that was what was going to happen. And when me and you were hunting, we sat in the blind for about 2 hours and didn't see no deer.
Right,
it was getting
right.
Dark. Luke, let's do a red 88 and get out of this blind and go to the next field and see if we can find a deer to shoot. And we jumped out and headed across the woods and come out to a corner, and you made a hellacious shot, 250-plus yards on a deer out in the middle of a field.
I remember that like yesterday, Mike. You said, and
yep.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, you said it was right on the fence corner, and there was an old, maybe a railroad tie corner post there. I don't know.
Post of a railroad tie there, and you used it for a brace.
I knew I better have a brace, and I didn't have any shooting sticks or anything, but yeah, that's been a while ago. I just remember that like yesterday. But, you know, Mike, the Eastern Turkey, Red River County has always been, in my opinion, they just took the stockings, took better there, probably because of people, a lot of it definitely because of people like you that's helped protect them through the years. But I dare say Red River County still is like the best spot to target an Eastern Turkey. What's your thoughts there, Mike?
Well, it is, Luke, but I know you keep up with it as well as anybody does. I hear that the state is starting to shut down, like the southern half of East Texas. They're shutting the season down. We're down to only 2 weeks up here. It used to be a month.
I know.
Now we're down to only 2 weeks. And Luke, I don't want to say this because I know you got an extended audience of people that love the wild hogs.
Yep.
You've got wild hogs in or near your ranch, you are not going to have turkey or quail. Now, you can have hogs. You're going to have them both. The hogs have got the most intense snoot in the world on their nose. And there's research been done by universities. Texas Tech did the most extensive research ever, I think. And it was a nest predation study. Wild hogs is 55% of the nest problems.
I don't doubt that one bit at all, Mike. Yeah.
You know, it's I don't have birds here like I used to, Luke. I don't even try to offer a hunt.
Right.
I'm not in the commercial hunting business. You know that. It's more friends and people that hadn't ever got a chance to shoot something's what we do.
I know.
And we haven't sold a turkey hunt in 5 years. Now, I've let one or two people come in since then. But it's just gotten slower, and we've got such big property behind us. I know you know that old big timber property that laid literally Ford Place all the way over to the Clayton Place.
Right.
It's full of hogs. It used to be full of turkey, and even in the good old days when I was a kid growing up, it had quail all over it.
I know. Yeah.
We haven't seen a quail here near the place in over 10 years, Luke.
Mike, I remember as a boy there at the Dimple community, which is as the crow flies across Pecan Creek and not too awfully far. How far is it from you to Dimple? Maybe
10 miles.
Yeah, about 10 miles. There's an old side road. My grandfather used to live, Lewis Connor, and my grandmother there. They lived down the old dirt road beside the Dimple store where I was raised. I remember as a kid taking a bolt-action Mossberg 410 shotgun, and there was a family named Marshbanks that owned land way down there. Then there's a ranch down at the end, and I think that ranch is still there. But anyway, it was a dirt road, and I remember going out by myself, no dog, no nothing, and during quail season in the fall, and walking down there and shooting five or six quail with that 410, you know, on the properties adjacent that road. So, but no, it's those days are gone. But by golly, you and your family, your dad. Your dad was kind of one of my quail hunting mentors. Back in the when I was 15, it was 1965. I had a friend in Terrell that owns a bunch of land, and I remember your dad. I called him June Aubrey. I called him June Ford, you know, that was his nickname, I guess. But I told him, he said, well, Luke, I'll load you up, and we'll go over there if it's okay. So I cleared it through the gentleman that owned the land, and me and your dad went over, had a big old, big running pointer. I don't know you probably name the dog.
His name was Slick.
Okay, yeah.
I'm 100% sure his name was Slick. He was a half German short hair and half pointer.
That was him. Yep.
And he was an absolute superstar.
He was. I remember I had an old Stevens single shot 12 gauge at the time. Of course, your dad had a I think maybe a Browning. I'm not sure what he shot back then. Maybe a Remington 1100.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm so proud, man. That dog pointed. We busted a covey up, and a single jumped up way out there 40 yards. I had that old Stevens single shot, full choke, mind you. And that was about right. I remember your dad saying, we got to get you a gun, boy. Anyway, I shot that quail. He must have been 45 yards out there. June said, now, you just wait for him to get out there now, because I hate to admit it, but earlier I shot some up close. You know the results, what happened when I was lucky enough to hit them.
You were making stewed quail. Never
smoking them in the air. Yeah. Well, so the turkey, I'm a pessimist, but the truth is turkey hunting, the eastern turkey in East Texas, the season used to be long, and then they dropped the opener up late. Now it's a lot later than it used to be, and maybe honestly long term, but you think the hogs are one of the big problems, probably. I guess they are.
I'm a rancher that lives in right here on the place day of the year.
Yep.
23 years ago, when me and my wife first bought this place, we could ride through the woods and see 10, 20, 30 turkeys. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a turkey in 6 months.
Is that right, Mike?
Yes, sir. I haven't seen a turkey in 6 months.
You're in the middle of what used to be the best, you know.
Yeah. Well, the first place they restocked the birds up here was the Chapman Ranch.
Yep.
Over northeast corner of the county. It's a big, big place, and they made it there. So then they said, well, let's go forward and go some more. So the second place they turned birds loose was what used to be the old IP, the International Paper Company. Between my family's and your family's place was the second place they turned birds loose. Well, I border them for a mile and a half on my back fence. There's no houses, no people, no water, no nothing back there. Timber and loggers. And we had birds all over this place 20 years ago. I haven't seen a turkey in 6 months here.
Mike, that was the Northwoods. Is that what it was called back in the day?
That's what everybody back in the days called it, was the Northwoods. Bagwell and Dimple all the way up to Manchester.
That land now, is it still owned by International Paper? I guess it
no,
is.
No, I pieced it years ago, John Hancock Life Insurance Company.
Uh-huh.
They sold it to a group out of Louisiana. And then here about 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, a group out of Ocala, Florida, and London, England. The name of the company is Loncala, L-O-N-C-A-L-A, for London and Ocala. They own over 1 million acres of timberland in southern United States. all an investment portfolio, and you know they're in the business of making money and keeping resources of the land, and that's what timber does. It don't make a lot, but you still have the resource when it's over.
All right.
But anyway, it's I mean, it is what it is, and times change. And hey, Luke, the turkey situation and the quail. Texas Tech did a study. You could look it up. It's called the Upland Nest Predation Study. Upland birds, quail and turkey, nest predation. In a 10-year study, I don't want to speak specifics. I may be off, but a 10-year study on a bunch of land, 100,000 acres out in West Texas, the Matador Ranch, the Matador Wildlife Area, the Four Sixes Ranch, and one other ranch was in the study. 10 years told them that. Remember when birds left here, Luke, we thought it was fire ants?
And well, everybody, every person like me, old-time people, them fire ants had to be, you know.
I eat all the birds up. Well, that turned out to be about 2% of the problem.
I know it.
Possums, skunks, coons, armadillos, bobcats, coyotes, crows, and hawks was 40 to 42% of the problem between those eight entities. Wild hogs was 55% of the quail and turkey predation nest. And they put, they put radio collars on the hen. When they started making a nest, they put a GoPro camera on the nest and then watched it through the whole sequence. And the hogs would eat the eggs before the chicks ever made.
Exactly. Mike, I tell you, this is so interesting. We have to take a quick break, but hang with me if you would. I want to continue this here in the next next segment. Would you do that?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess. Smoking Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smoking Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokingtex.com. That's SMOKINTEX.com. And for seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com.